Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. I am so happy to have you with me. I'm sure you noticed that we were not on the air on Sunday because we changed it just for the next couple of weeks, and we're going to be on Mondays going into Christmas. Amen. Our title today is The Birth of Christ Part 1, and that's this week. Next Monday will be The Birth of Christ Part 2 as we're going in to Christmas Day. God bless you and thank you for being with me. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks and praise that you are God. You are our great creator. You are our strength. You are our hope for tomorrow. You are the one that fixes all the mess, all the chaos that is in our lives, Lord God. We submit ourselves to you wholly and boldly, realizing that you see and you know, and the hairs on our heads, they are numbered. Lord, we submit ourselves before you even right now that you might bless us as we go forward in your word. Bless us as we seek to know you better and to know you more, as to grab a hold of this relationship with you and not let go. Father, teach us how to love one another and how to love you first and how to love one another, realizing that loving the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our strength and all of our soul enables us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Oh, Lord God, because that effect changes our affect. Lord God, we just thank you right now. Open our hearts and our minds as we go forward. And the word, Lord God, help us to see that we did not see before. Open our eyes, open our hearts, Lord God, and let us be open to your spirit even right now. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit into this place, into the airwaves, into every home. Oh, Lord God, and I'm asking that you dispatch a legion of angels forth into the atmosphere, into every home of every hearer. Oh, Lord God, to minister to the needs of each and every one of them and to make war with the enemy of their soul that is holding them back. In the name of Jesus, peace be still. Life in the name of Jesus. As we go forward in the word, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you with everything that is within us. Bless, heal, and deliver as we go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Our subject on today is the birth of Christ. We are going to be coming from the book of Matthew chapter 1. If you want to go ahead and grab your Bible as I am reading our topic text portion, go ahead and grab your Bible, your writing utensil, whatever you need to take notes, because I want you to consider all the things that we're talking about just as any other time, and go back into your study time, go back into your prayer time, and talk to the Lord about all these things for yourself, because you are the one that has to be fully persuaded that he is God, that he is Lord. He is going to prove himself over and over and over again, but you still have to be persuaded. Amen. God loves us so much that he will show us that he is real. He will show us that he loves us, that he cares for us. He will show us that he's moving in the midst of us, even when things don't seem right. They don't feel right. They might not even taste right. But God is still moving. He is still faithful in all things. He is not a man that he should lie. Everything that he has promised is yours already. It is already yours. It's not waiting for you. It's not waiting to be manufactured for you. It's already in existence and waiting for you to be ready and to receive. And maybe even that you just walk into that portion of, because there is a point in time, a Kairos moment, at the fullness of time when the Lord will open up things that we didn't understand, and we'll have that aha moment. Oh, my God, this is why I went through all of that. But to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. The birth of Christ. Part one. I love Christmas time. Oh my God, I love Christmas time. I love the decorations. I love the sights. I love the smells. I love the merry hearts. I love the scent of gingerbread and pine in the air. People seem to be more tolerant and more generous this time of the year. The heart of the children are anticipating wonderful gifts, and the parents, they're working hard to make sure that those kids are not disappointed. The same is true with the Father. He gives good gifts. And he works diligently, faithfully, lovingly to give good gifts to all of his children, actually to all of his creation. We are the joy of his heart, and he wants the very best for us. And so he made a way for us to be healed of our alienated relationship. He did this with such precision and with such love that he carefully through time announced to us the hope that was forthcoming. Through 40 and two generations, he brought forward the prophecy that he had spoken in the beginning, right there in the garden. He spoke of the seed of the woman that would bring a fatal blow to the enemy who had cut us off from our original intent to be in perfect relationship, perfect harmony with our Creator, our God. Come with me over the next two Mondays as we read the Word and discover the birth of Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the hope of all mankind. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you as we go forward. Amen. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1. Amen. We're going to mostly be reading the word on today, and on next week we'll sum it all up and give a, not a conclusion, amen, but for some it will be a beginning. For others, hallelujah, it will open up doors perhaps that had been temporarily closed for you. But glory to God, this is a season of hope. Hallelujah. This is a season of joy. So if your head is down on today, I am praying the peace of God into the atmosphere right now and that he lifts your head. Scripture says that he is the lifter of our heads. Glory to God. He's the lifter of our heads. Glory. He brought us hope. He brought us faith. He brought us a new beginning. Amen. And that's what we're talking about, the birth of Christ. Hallelujah, a new beginning for all of mankind. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. We'll begin reading at Matthew chapter 1. The genealogy of Christ. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Abinadab, and Abinadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham, and Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Ammon, and Ammon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Bethlehem. To Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Jerubbabel, and Jerubbabel begot Abihud, and Abihud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Elihud, and Elihud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Hallelujah. Christ born of Mary. Starting at verse 18. Now the birth version of the Bible, I'm sorry for not announcing that before. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly.
But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him his wife, and did not know her until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Sanctify the truth in our hearts. Set the truth apart in our hearts. Set it aside in our hearts. Magnify it in our hearts. Hallelujah. Illuminate it in our hearts so that we understand what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking even right now. I want to give you some of the prophecy, amen, that went forth in the midst, amen, of all of this. One of them was spoken in this text. And it was from Isaiah 7 and 14. And it says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only that, but scripture actually foretold where he would be born. Micah 5 and 2 says, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. That was prophecy that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Isaiah 9 and 6, amen. It spoke of his birth. Amen. And it spoke of his divine positioning. Isaiah 9 and 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9 and 6. Amen. Prophecy that went forth from the prophet Isaiah to give hope to the nations of Israel that the Lord was going to keep his promise that he made in Genesis, that he made to Adam and Eve, letting them know that the thing that the devil had done, causing them to be separated from their position and actually die, causing the death of the nations, even in that time when they had disobeyed God and ate of the fruit of the tree of good, of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord made a promise to the woman at that time. Even before he cut them off from the garden, he made a promise that he would bring forth a Savior. He let the woman know that this out from the seed of the woman, that a fatal blow would be blown, a fatal blow, hallelujah, would come forward. And to that same enemy that caused the devastation at that time, the Lord was bringing hope. He let them know hope is not lost. Amen. I have a plan for you. The Lord had a plan for each and every one of us from the very beginning. And it is not devastation. It is not loss. It is hope. It is life. And it is peace. And in Jesus, there is hope and there is life and there is peace. There was a purpose, came to reconcile our alienated relationship with the Father. He came to reconcile us from death and give us life in the midst of darkness. When darkness came on that day, light, it did flee, but the Lord gave us hope. And Jesus is that light. He is that light. He is that one who came John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Jesus is that Word. In the beginning, the Word was God. It was with God, and it was God. And if you read down a little further, in that same portion of text in John chapter 1, it tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is also speaking of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. All this word came forth to give us hope. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Even when he was in the earth, he continued to speak of those things of the Father. He continued to speak of the hope that was in the land. He spoke of the Father and of himself as that hope. He let us know that he let them know that when they saw him, they saw the Father. He is the manifestation of the Father. Glory to God. He is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason, and he is the hope of today. He is our hope for tomorrow. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He came down through 42 generations with the purpose of healing our alienation. Amen. We see the types and the shadows throughout the Word of God. The Lord was teaching, amen, the nation of Israel something, and they were to be a light to the Gentiles. So as they learned, they were to teach us about the system of sacrifices. They would bring sacrifices to the priest, and the priest would offer them to God for the atonement for their sins. But Jesus became that one perfect sacrifice once and for all. So no longer do we have that system of sacrifices, because Jesus became that sacrifice once and for all. He was born to die for us. The Lord God Almighty wrapped himself in flesh because he was the only one that could do it. Only him. The sacrifices of the animals, it was temporal. Amen. And it was meant to teach us of the upcoming hope that was coming forth into the earth. Jesus, he is our Savior. He and he alone can save us. No man can come to the Father but by him. You cannot be saved in any other way. Only by Jesus. Only through Jesus. Only Jesus. There's no other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our provision. He is the only one, amen, that can take us through this day into eternity peacefully, lovingly, amen, and give us our place and give us a crown of glory. He is the only one that can heal us. Amen. He came precisely to do that. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, the world is perishing all around us. We see evil that is more horrific every day. And yes, evil has been present from the very beginning. Since the fall of man, evil has been present. But it's gaining strength. And scripture said that it would do precisely that. It said evil would wax, increase. What it said, it would wax worse and worse, which means it would increase in strength. And we see that. We see that people, their thinking has, we just don't understand. What are people thinking? Why are these things happening? Oh, my God. But the Lord loves us, and he keeps beckoning us, and he pursues us. He pursues us. Jesus pursues us. That's why when you hear the word of God and a tear comes from your eye and some people get angry, it's because they feel themselves being pursued by the presence of God and they're resisting his pursuit. Don't resist today. Today is the day of salvation. Glory to God. Today you are purposed to hear this broadcast so that you would know that Jesus was born, that you might have life and that more abundantly. Everything that is wrong in the world. He was born to heal our alienated relationship with the Father. We were born, we were intended to have perfect relationship, perfect harmony with our Creator. We were intended to be able to commune with him like communing with a friend. And Jesus came to fix that. He is our mediator. He's our hope. Amen. And he is the one through which salvation has come. Salvation is knocking at your door today, friend. Jesus is knocking that you might have life and that more abundantly. He was born. He was born to be your hope today. Hallelujah. Not only he was born to die for your sins, and he did. He became that perfect sacrifice for sin. He came into the world with that purpose, with the purpose of laying down that life for you and for us, that we might know our purpose, that we might come to know who we are. So many are walking around wondering, what is their purpose? Why am I here? Why am I even in the earth? What am I supposed to be doing? What should I do with my life? But we will never truly understand who we are or what our purpose is in the earth until we have received our Savior. Amen. Until we've received the Creator, until we have received the hope of the nations. His name is Jesus. And everyone that calls upon the name of Jesus Christ, he shall be saved. Amen. His name is Jesus. And if you will begin to call upon his name and repent, that means to turn away from those things that you know are wrong, you know are ungodly, you know are displeasing to God. Turn away from those things and do them no more. Amen. And submit your life. Give your life to him. And he will sup with you. Amen. He told the disciples before he ascended from the earth that he would not leave them comfortless. Amen. And on the day of Pentecost, he left. Amen. He told them to meet there and to wait there. And he would, amen, endue them with power. And he did just that. He filled them with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that is the very same thing that God is offering you on today, to fill you with his presence. Amen. To overflowing. Amen. So that he can commune with you and direct your life and show you those things that he had promised you and prosper you in ways that there is no way possible you could do it on your own. God knows what's best for us. He is our creator. Amen. And he is beckoning. Amen. Repent. Amen, before the Lord on today, and he will fill you full of his presence, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance, just as they did on the day of Pentecost. God is still pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. These are still the last days. If it was the last days in the days of the disciples, surely these days continue to be of the last days. Time is winding up. That was several thousand years. That was a few thousand years ago at this point. So time is winding up for us. Amen. And the Lord wants to pour out his Spirit even greater upon us. Say yes to the Lord today and let him bless you. The birth of Christ. Amen. Part one. I hope you were blessed. Amen. By this portion of our broadcast. Please be with me on next week for part two. Amen. We're looking forward to the blessing of the Lord, looking forward to great healings. But as we part, I leave a blessing with you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless each and every one of the hearers, Lord God, that they might hear directly from the throne of God, that you speak to their mind, speak to their soul, speak to their body, speak to their situations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Uplift them, Lord God, even right now, Lord God. Bring peace, bring life, bring healing, Lord God. Bring help right now in the name of Jesus. Turn around, Lord God, those things that seem to be impossible. Let them see and feel and know that you love them without a shadow of a doubt, and that you are their Lord and their Savior, their hope. Oh, Lord God, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. Blessings. Hallelujah in this season. God bless you and Merry Christmas.